The Longmont Leader accepts contributions, photos, letters to the editor, or LTEs, and op-eds for publication from community members, business leaders and public officials on local topics. Publication will be at the discretion of the editor and published opinions do not represent the views of the Longmont Leader or its staff. To submit a contribution, email info@longmontleader.com. I discovered a hidden gem in the heart of downtown Longmont, lush plants, natural light pouring through large windows, colorful art and photos on walls. No, it wasn't a new coffee shop, but the Aspen Center for Child Development housed in the old post office building on Fifth Avenue. The decor is appealing, and director Elizabeth Fannin is amazing. She oversees three classrooms, infant, toddler, and preschool for 3-, 4-, and 5-year-olds. Tuition, paid on a sliding scale, covers teacher salaries, while the Our Center pays for operating expenses with money from grants. Despite paying a competitive wage with full benefits, she admits to having difficulty attracting and retaining staff, a problem faced by early childhood providers everywhere. Because of this, the center is operating at half capacity, a real shame because childcare slots are in short supply, and this center offers such an amazing program. Elizabeth radiates enthusiasm as she describes the Aspen Center. It's such a magical place. We use the Reggio approach, grounded in the principle that children have rights, that they are current citizens, not citizens of the future. We teach them to think critically and solve problems. We believe that always giving them the answer is robbing them of their rights to explore and learn on their own. We no longer use the model that all the knowledge is locked in the adult world. Delivering a high-quality experience is the best way for me to teach them to advocate for what they deserve in education as they get older. She likes the small-town feeling with a sprinkling of urban touches in Longmont. Most of the families live near the center and can walk or ride bikes to school. We have space on the playground for a school garden, where the children plant, grow, and harvest vegetables. The Aspen Center is also one of 67,000 schools nationwide, which participate in the federal government's farm-to-school nutrition program. Her eyes twinkle as she explains, every week in the spring, summer, and fall, a local farmer delivers a box of fresh produce with recipes in English and Spanish. The kids get to examine the contents. They taste unusual foods. We use some in their meals, and at the end of the day, each child gets to choose items from the box to take home for parents to prepare for dinner. It's an initiation into healthier eating. I remember one week where a purple tomato caused quite a discussion. When I asked about assessment, I was relieved to hear her say, "We do assessments 3 times a year, but these aren't tests in the traditional sense, where you ask them to jump, watch, and then tick the appropriate box. Instead, teachers observe the children at their activities, take notes and photos, and then write up reports." She pointed to one of the observational records, where the teachers had used a whiteboard to record the topics of conversations among the preschoolers. 3 recent topics had been fun, celebration, and food. During curriculum night, families were invited to draw or write about how they embrace these 3 things at home. When asked about referral for extra services, Elizabeth explained, "When supporting kids, we work closely with early childhood mental health consultants and Kid Connects in partnership with families. Currently, we are working with outside supports for 1/3 of our preschool children." As we concluded our interview, I asked what we could do to help elevate society's view of early childhood educators and young children. I believe when we begin moving in that direction, we will start to see a shift in the field of early childhood. 1/2 of my staff members have master's degrees. They work here because they love the children and believe that their work makes a difference. I know Elizabeth would love to hire more staff. Please pass this message on to those you know, adults or high school students in PTeach, who might be interested in working with this remarkable woman and her young citizens.